Roy Bennett, a senior official in Zimbabwe's MDC party, which has just formed a unity cabinet with President Robert Mugabe, has been charged with planning to commit acts of terrorism and sabotage. Bennett is expected to appear in court tomorrow to face the charges. The case has raised doubts over the credibility of the new government, seen as a chance to rescue the ruined country. Bennett has denied the charges and believes they are politically motivated. Meanwhile, the Southern African Catholic bishops have declared today as Zimbabwe Sunday in an attempt to raise concern for the humanitarian, political, and economic crisis engulfed in the country. Half of Zimbabweans rely on food aid to survive. A cholera epidemic has killed 3,500 people so far, and the country's economic, health, and educational infrastructures have collapsed. To mark the day, collections are being made at Catholic churches across Southern Africa. In addition, Caritas Internationalis is appealing for $7 million to help 250,000 people avoid starvation, provide health care, and clean water to 16,000 homes. Father Chris Townsend is the information officer for the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference. He told us that there have already been many donations of food, clothing, and medicine.
The food and clothing we will probably end up using for the nearly 4 million Zimbabweans who are thought to be in South Africa, many of them in very difficult circumstances. So that will be used here because of the major constraints of getting food into Zimbabwe. And also the constraint, of course, of getting medicines into Zimbabwe. We've had horrible incidents where we've sent container loads of medicine and they've been deliberately contaminated and opened and fiddled with. So we're working with the Catholic Health Services in Zimbabwe and through our Catholic Healthcare Association, CAFCA, in South Africa, to coordinate whatever the medical needs are. And it's quite sad to hear when people are asking for bandages and simple things like aspirin, and one realizes just how bad the situation has got.